Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and exam important topics on your entire specification, cyber security. Whether you're studying AQA, OCR, EdExcel or any other board, this topic comes up every single year and today I'm going to make sure you're completely ready for it. So grab a pen, get comfortable and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Cybersecurity is all about protecting digital systems, networks, and data from attacks, damage, or unauthorized access. In your exam, you'll be expected to know the threats that exist, how hackers exploit weaknesses, and the methods we use to defend against them. Think of it like a digital arms race. Attackers are always finding new ways in, and defenders are always building better walls. Now, the first major area you need to nail is malware. Malware is short for malicious software. Any software designed to disrupt, damage, or gain unauthorized access to a computer system. There are five key types you absolutely must know, and I want you to be able to distinguish between them clearly, because this is where candidates lose marks by mixing them up. First, the virus. A virus attaches itself to a legitimate file. When that file is opened or shared, the virus spreads. Think of it like a biological virus. It needs a host to replicate. The key word here is attaches. Viruses cannot spread on their own. They need a user to open or share the infected file. Second, the worm. Now, here's where students often get confused. A worm is similar to a virus, but with one crucial difference. It can self-replicate and spread across a network without any user action. No one needs to click anything. The worm just travels by itself. If an exam question asks you to explain how a worm differs from a virus, that self-replication without user action is your key marking point. Third, the Trojan. Named after the famous wooden horse from Greek mythology, a Trojan disguises itself as legitimate, useful software. The user installs it willingly, not knowing it's malicious. Once installed, it can create backdoors, steal data, or allow hackers remote access. The key word is disguised. Trojans do not self-replicate. That's another common mix-up. Fourth, ransomware. This one is particularly nasty and very topical. Ransomware encrypts the victim's files, making them completely inaccessible. The attacker then demands a ransom payment, usually in cryptocurrency, in exchange for the decryption key. Hospitals, schools, and businesses have all been targeted. For the exam, remember, ransomware encrypts data and demands payment. Fifth, the keylogger. A keylogger records every keystroke a user makes. This allows attackers to capture passwords, credit card numbers, and private messages without the user knowing. It's essentially a silent spy on your keyboard. Now, let's move on to how hackers actually get into systems. This is the technical vulnerabilities section. The most common technical vulnerability is unpatched software. Software developers regularly release updates, called patches, to fix security flaws they've discovered. If a user or organization doesn't install these updates, those vulnerabilities remain open, like leaving a window unlocked. Hackers actively scan for systems running outdated software because they know exactly which vulnerabilities to exploit. Similarly, out-of-date anti-malware is a major risk. Anti-malware software works by comparing files against a database of known threats, called virus definitions or signatures. If those definitions aren't updated regularly, new malware won't be detected. It's like a security guard with a wanted list from 5 years ago. They won't recognize the new criminals. But here's something really important that examiners love to test. Not all attacks are technical. Some of the most effective attacks exploit human behavior rather than software flaws. This is called social engineering. Social engineering is the manipulation of people into revealing confidential information or performing actions that compromise security. Let's look at the main types. Phishing is probably the most common. The attacker sends a fraudulent email that appears to come from a trusted source, your bank, a delivery company, or even your school. The email contains a link to a fake website designed to steal your login credentials. The key here is that it targets human trust, not technical weaknesses. Farming is more sophisticated. Instead of tricking you with a fake email, farming redirects you to a fake website even when you type the correct web address. It exploits vulnerabilities in the domain name system, the internet's address book, so you end up on a convincing fake site without realizing it. Shouldering, also called shoulder surfing, is beautifully simple and terrifyingly effective. An attacker physically observes someone entering a PIN at a cash machine or a password on a laptop in a coffee shop. No technical skill required, just watching.
Finally, blagging, also known as pretexting, involves an attacker creating a fabricated scenario to manipulate a victim. For example, calling an employee and pretending to be from the IT department, asking them to reset their password and share it. It exploits trust and authority.
Now let's talk about protection, because for every threat, there's a defence, and examiners want you to know both sides. Anti-malware software is your first line of defence. It scans files and programs, compares them against known threat signatures, and quarantines or removes anything suspicious. But remember, it only works if it's kept up to date. Encryption is absolutely critical to understand. Encryption converts data into an unreadable format using a mathematical algorithm and a key. Only someone with the correct decryption key can read the data. This means that even if an attacker intercepts your data, they can't understand it. For the exam, make sure you can explain that encryption protects data in transit and at rest. Firewalls monitor incoming and outgoing network traffic and apply rules to block unauthorized access. Think of a firewall as a security guard at the door of your network, checking everyone's credentials before letting them in. Strong passwords and two-factor authentication add layers of security. A strong password is long, uses a mix of characters, and isn't reused across multiple sites. Two-factor authentication adds a second verification step, so even if a password is stolen, the attacker still can't get in. Acceptable use policies, often called AUPs, are organizational documents that set out the rules for how employees or users may use a company's IT systems. They help prevent insider threats and ensure staff understand their security responsibilities. Finally, backup and recovery procedures ensure that even if data is destroyed or encrypted by ransomware, it can be restored. The best practice is the 3-2-1 rule. 3 copies of data on 2 different media types with 1 stored off-site. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most common mistake I see candidates make is confusing malware types. In the exam, if a question says, "Describe how a worm spreads," do not write about viruses. Be precise. Use the specific characteristic. Worms self-replicate without user action. The second big mistake is giving vague answers. If a question asks you to explain how encryption protects data, don't just say it makes data safe. You need to say encryption converts data into ciphertext using an algorithm and key so that even if intercepted, it cannot be read without the decryption key. That's the level of detail that earns marks. Pay close attention to command words. State means give a brief factual answer, 1 or 2 words or a short phrase. Describe means explain what something is or how it works. Explain means give the how and the why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Evaluate means consider advantages and disadvantages and reach a conclusion. Now, for a quickfire recall quiz, cover your notes and see how you do. Question 1. What is the key difference between a virus and a worm? Answer. A worm self-replicates and spreads without user action. A virus needs a host file to be opened or shared. Question 2. What does ransomware do to a victim's data? Answer. It encrypts the data, making it inaccessible, and demands payment for the decryption key. Question 3. Name 2 social engineering techniques. Answer. Any 2 from phishing, farming, shouldering, blagging. Question 4. How does encryption protect data? Answer. It converts data into an unreadable format using an algorithm and key, so intercepted data cannot be understood without the correct decryption key. Question 5. What is the purpose of an acceptable use policy? Answer. It sets out rules governing how users may use an organization's IT systems, helping to prevent misuse and insider threats. Brilliant work if you got those right. And if you didn't, go back and review those sections. That's exactly what this podcast is for. Let me leave you with a quick summary of the 5 things you absolutely must remember for your exam. 1. Know your 5 malware types. Virus, worm, Trojan, ransomware, keylogger, and be able to state the specific characteristic of each. 2. Understand the difference between technical vulnerabilities, like unpatched software, and human-based threats, like social engineering. 3. Be able to explain how encryption works, not just that it protects data. 4. Remember that social engineering exploits human behavior, not technical flaws. 5. For
Any explain or describe question, always go beyond the surface. Use because to show cause and effect, and use precise technical vocabulary. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in cybersecurity is a mark you've prepared for you. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.